1-800-150-955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialists, a special Anzac Day edition of The Wash Up. We've just spoken with Drysdale coach Luke Matthews, and we're going to talk, stay on the Hawk theme, because Invalid 12-12-84 got over the top of Bannockburn in a seesawing affair out at Invalid. The Tigers 11-8-74. Adam Donoghue, the coach of Invalid. Good enough to join us on the line. Buck, firstly, congratulations. You and I spoke earlier in the week about you were expecting a really good contest out at Invalid, and that's what you and the Tigers served up.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. It was certainly that. Really hard contested game. They're a pretty hard fought out unit, Bannockburn. So we didn't start very well, but to bang on and just keep crashing in and get the win was really awesome. So proud of the boys.
Trailing by 19 points at quarter time. What was your message after they jumped you?
Oh, I think we just come out. We just come out to all guns blazing. I think we just need to slow the play down a little bit, and we're just playing on when we didn't need to. And you know, they had control of the game, and you know, if they had a kick straight, they probably would have been more of a margin. So we just need to get the game back on our terms, slow the game down, try and snag a couple of goals here and there, and then just gain that momentum back, which we end up doing.
Yep. The last quarter, talk us through it. 5-4, seesawing. They grabbed the lead, you'd grab the lead, back and forth until you kicked the last two of the game.
Yeah, we were sort of kicking to the end that was sort of getting majority of the goals. I think we got out to with 10 points. I think they kicked 3 in a row. Gillies probably kicked 2 in a row, and they got out to, you know, a bit under 2-goal lead. We just kept fighting, ended up taking a couple of marks deep forward, trying to get a couple of numbers back at the 25-minute mark, and had Jake Crawley take a really good mark, got a 50-minute penalty, kicked the goal, and Lockie Putt snapped one around the corner to put us about 10 points in front, and that was game over. So really, really pleased with the result.
You probably, it's only round 3, so it's hard to read into how important this result is, but it might be when you look back at the end of the year when maybe top 5 positions are being sorted out, and this will prove to be crucial.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I think it was a big result for either club. I know we've got wins next week, and they're going to be a stern test for us. Completely different outfit to Bannockburn. A little bit shorter, a little bit quicker. So to be 3-0 when the greater community probably wrote us off after losing some pretty good players. And you know, we had some guys out as well today, which makes it even more special, that win.
So who do you hope to get back for the winch win? Or the winch clash?
So Casey Meehan and Toby Manganelli went to Bali. They had a wedding in Bali, so that'll be 2 handy additions. And Justin Baxter had... he's got a game tomorrow in Adelaide for the firefighters, so... those three they're pretty important to our structure, so we'll get them back. And Nathan Mays played a half in the twos, rolled his ankle, but hopefully he'll be okay. So we're sort of looking at potentially getting 4 back, but we'll just wait and see.
Fantastic. Best on ground today. I know they presented a medal. Was one of your boys that picked it up?
Yeah, Michael Best. So yep. We chucked him the half back. They had a few big boys down there, so we thought it would be a nice tactic, and he repaid the face there and had a lot of the ball, gave us a lot of drive from half back, and had a good game.
Yep, and a solid performance from yourself with 3 goals.
Yeah, I'm slowly building up, Kingy. I tried to get forward to the play a little bit. We had a couple of guys playing roles. Wanted sort of to limit Broman's influence around the stoppages. He's a really good player, so Scott Condy did a really good job at trying to limit him. I just tried to sort of attack a little bit more and kick a couple of goals. We had a few guys missing in our forward line and paid off in the end.
You off to watch Winch on Saturday afternoon?
I'll see how I go. Missus working, so I'll probably struggle to get out there unless I take the kids. But I've had a good look at their game versus East Geelong, and probably just go off that. And we'll wait and see. Might go there for a half. We'll see what happens.
Oh, well, you're always obviously welcome at Winchelsea, as we all know, being a Winch boy. Well done, Buck. Well done on the win this afternoon. Great start to the year. Great start to your coaching career as well, being 3-0, and a win over the arch rivals is nothing to be sneezed at. 10 points this afternoon. Well done, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me, mate.